Today we have the passage from John chapter 5. I'm just going to focus on one verse where Jesus talks about the resurrection of the dead, which will happen at the end of time. Jesus says, "The hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear His voice, the voice of the Son of Man, the voice of Jesus, and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation." So the church has always taught, in the creed we say we believe in the resurrection of the body. And this will occur at the second coming of Christ at the end of the world. As you know, when we die, we have a particular judgment. Our soul goes immediately before Christ, and we go either directly into heaven, directly into purgatory, or directly into hell, one of those three places. But we do not have our bodies at that time. It's only our soul that comes before Christ. Our bodies are cremated or buried, returning to the dust from which they came. But the Scripture tells us, and the Church has always taught us, that as 1 Corinthians says, chapter 15, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound, and the dead shall rise." So everyone who has ever died in the history of the world, their bodies will be resurrected. That's what we have here today in John chapter 5. "The hour will come when those who are in the tombs will hear the voice of the Son of God. They who have done good shall rise to the resurrection of the life." See, the good, those souls in heaven, will then get their glorified body at that time. Any souls that are still in purgatory at that time will enter heaven, because purgatory ceases to exist at the second coming of Christ, according to the teachings of the church. Purgatory will cease to exist at the general resurrection, at the second coming of Christ. Any souls that are still in purgatory will enter heaven at that time if they haven't already done so before. And they will receive their glorified body unto resurrection of life. Those who have done evil, namely the souls in hell, will also receive their bodies at that time as well, which unfortunately adds to their pain and suffering, because not only do they have the pain of eternal separation from God, the emotional and spiritual pain, but then they also have physical pain with their bodies at that time for all eternity. Again, this is all found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and it's found in Sacred Scripture. 1 Corinthians, "As in Adam all die, so in Christ all shall be made to live. He who raised up Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus," Paul writes in 2 Corinthians. And then in the letter, he also wrote, "Our Lord Jesus Christ will refashion the lowliness of our bodies." And he wrote that as well. Now, just a few comments about what this glorified body will be like. The souls in heaven will have a glorified body. The church says it'll be like Jesus' resurrected and glorified body after he rose from the dead. So again, if we have died with Christ, we shall also rise with Christ. So whether a body was decaying in the tomb or cremated, or let's say, burned in an atomic or nuclear war, Jesus, God, can still resurrect the body. Okay? Even if, let's say, just as He could create the whole world out of nothing, He can certainly recreate our bodies out of the elements. So God can do all things. So God can resurrect our bodies. And He gives them four qualities. The Catechism says there are four qualities of a glorified body. And these are the same qualities that Jesus' body had after He rose from the dead. So the saints in heaven who receive their glorified body will have what's called impassibility. That means the inability to have any sufferings. So the glorified body will have no subject to pain, disease, death, hunger, thirst, fatigue. It'll be just like Jesus' body. It will never be able to suffer again. Second, the glorified body of the saints will have brightness, radiance. And this is the quality in which the body will shine and radiate glory. The greater saints will have more radiation of light. The lesser saints will still radiate God's light, but not to the exact same degree. So in other words, the big saints in heaven will be like 1,000-watt light bulbs, okay? We might be 100-watt light bulbs. It will still be shining, we'll still be in heaven, but compared to Mary and the great saints, they're going to be so much more luminous and so much more radiant because of their holiness from this world. And then third is agility. The Catechism says that the glorified body that is risen will be able to move at the speed of thought, just like an angel. For example, if you were in New York and wanted to go to San Francisco, if you had a glorified body, immediately you would go show up in San Francisco or Africa or China or wherever you wanted to go at the speed of thought. That is the third quality of a risen, glorified body. That's why Jesus could be in Nazareth in one moment and Jerusalem the next. And then number four, the fourth quality is spirituality, that the body is not limited by material substances. That's why Jesus could walk through a locked door. The windows and the doors were locked, but Jesus could pass through. That's why he could become present in the Eucharist. The quality of a glorified body, it's spirituality. It is not limited by the physical barriers. Now, just a couple last thoughts. St. Thomas Aquinas speculates that, and he tells us that the body that we now have will be the one that is resurrected. It will not be a different body. It'll be our body transformed. Jesus' body after the resurrection was the same body. It was not a different body, but it was glorified and transformed. And that is good news, that our bodies will be made perfect. Won't it be great to have the perfect weight, the perfect height? You don't have to go on a diet. You'll be, everybody will look like models, right? We'll all look like Hollywood stars because we'll all be glorified, okay? So perfect height, perfect weight, perfect eyesight, perfect vision, perfect hearing. And St. Thomas Aquinas speculates, well, what age will everybody be with their glorified body? And that's a good question. For example, if a 95-year-old person dies and they're all bent over and crippled, they're not going to be bent over and crippled in heaven. They will be glorified. They'll be perfected. Now, Thomas suggests that everybody will be 33 years of age, okay? Because for him, that was the age of perfection. So some of us are way past perfection, right? And it makes sense, you know, because you won't have, you know, people that are handicapped or people that lost an arm in the war or had arthritis or osteoporosis, they won't have these limitations. They'll be glorified. So Thomas says perhaps they'll be 33, which is an interesting point as well, that if a little child dies, maybe a handicapped child, that child will also perhaps be fully mature and fully grown to perfection as well. So again, what an interesting thought that is. So again, get out your catechism, read more about this resurrection of the body. But it is a very interesting topic. It's something that we believe as Catholics and as Christians based upon what we find in today's scripture.